Over the next few days, Sutter and Marshall went looking for gold around the mill. Having found that there was more than a little gold in the area, Sutter went home. At that moment, he was beginning to feel worried. The land around the sawmill belonged to the Maidu Indians. Sutter knew he had to rush to buy the land where the gold was discovered. He went to the Maidu and traded clothes and supplies for the land. They wrote down their agreement. However, when Sutter took his land treaty to the United States government, it said the Indians had no right to sell the land. Gold fever spread among Sutter's workers. Next, it spread beyond Sutter's lands. By May of 1848, only 5 men remained in San Francisco. All the rest had traveled to Sutter's fort to look for gold. By July, gold fever had spread beyond California to Hawaii, Oregon, and South America. By 1849, there were 40,000 miners working in California. Caption: The gold that started California's gold rush, could it fit in the space of one dime? Caption: California's gold rush brought people from around the globe to settle in the new state. This poster is selling stagecoach journeys across the West. Sutter had done a lot of his empire building on credit. Suddenly, everyone wanted payment in full from the man whose mill had turned up gold. Everyone wanted to get rich quick. Sutter was not prepared for the dishonesty that took hold of people around the gold. Sutter's empire was rapidly falling apart. Miners put up tents on Sutter's land. They shot and ate Sutter's cattle. Sutter looked for legal solutions, but the squatters on Sutter's land were also looking for legal rights to the land. The process was too slow to help Sutter. He had got his land from a Mexican government, but California was now part of the United States.